from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Dub Nation, this is Brandon Pajemski, and you're listening to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Call Pods the Snag. No, call him the Shooter, because he's letting them fly in Summer League.
Apparently he is. All right, let's, okay. You love Lauri Markkanen so much. You even know his nickname. He's got four of them. Can you give me one?
I can't give you one.
The best one is the first one. The Finisher. He's from Finland.
Look at his game log.
He's from Finland.
For the seasons. That's but give me three more.
Lauri legend. Okay, that's actually not bad.
Evan, I'm not mad at it.
When I saw it the first time, I'm like, that's stupid. But then when I said it, I think I know what they're after. Lauri Bird? That's awful. And then the marksman.
Now, that I like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, boy.
I got it. Before you grab.
Yeah. I mean, we got.
Ask me what I'm thinking, just about in life right now.
Hey, Goo, what do you got in your mind right now?
I'm disappointed in myself. Shasky, point blank range, asked you, Bonte, and myself, your favorite home run derby, and I had nothing. Like, that bothers me. That's what I think about later today. How do you not have one off your...
Okay.
I watched them all, but Evan, I had not one that came to mind. What
That's
is that?
A pretty obscure question.
It was the worst question I've ever heard.
It's not like asking what's your favorite dunk contest.
No, but he was let down. I saw it in his face.
It's a terrible question.
I would only know which one mine is because I've been to multiple.
The only reason I knew which one to mention was because I know you were at that one. That's the only reason.
That hurt me. Shasky, he was with your favorite one.
What's your favorite home run derby? What?
I'll be ready for him tomorrow.
That's got to be an open book test.
What's your favorite NBA skills competition?
Well, now I don't feel bad then.
No, you shouldn't. You absolutely shouldn't.
I'll be watching tonight.
We're talking about Lauri Markkanen. Let's go to Pete in San Ramon. He's been waiting the longest. Well, actually, Keelan has, but I'll get to Keelan next.
Don't tell
what's
that.
Up, Pete? How you doing? Pete? San Ramon. What's up, Pete?
Had to change my whole schedule so I'd catch up with you guys today.
There you go.
And all
that's
you
love, baby.
These ratings are going to skyrocket.
Look, they're already
you know what's going to happen. I shouldn't say it. Okay, go ahead, Pete.
I get to the Finisher in a moment, but check it out. Watching the Summer League games and the pre-Olympic games, exhibitions. On the Dubs Summer League team.
Oh, boy.
Dante Scott. You know I'm a Maryland guy, Steiny.
Oh, that's right.
Dante
yeah.
Scott team, speaking of playing a lot, has the Terps all-time records for games played, 162.
Well, then he won't game fit on started, the Warriors.
100 might be a changing concept for some people. And what, minutes played, over 4,700.
What position is he?
He's a power forward. He's also the ranking fourth and three made three-pointers, 211.
Okay. Nice.
Keep your eyes open.
Wow, good call.
My hot take of the day is Moses Moody, sixth man of the year. And as far as marketing goes, only way I would entertain him coming here is Wiggins and gets forced onto a trade with Draymond, straight up.
Thanks, Pete. I'm envisioning right now Draymond Green apartment hunting in Salt Lake City.
That's not a match. We need to steal that bid. Hot take of the day.
Draymond, go bye-bye.
Because they're all hot but the one. Yeah. Mayo Pete something.
Yeah,
unlike that guy that stiffed us on that golf round, I think something happened in Half Moon Bay. I think he went out there something with Dana. That man ain't called the show in damn near 6 months.
Maybe Mike. We never got back to him.
No.
Maybe that's why.
Nah,
maybe he's tired.
Nah,
maybe
a
he
P1.
Figured, you know, after I invited him for the sixth time.
I saw that look in your eye. Something's up.
With what?
You didn't make a deal underneath the table to cut me out. Look at you. Look at him.
You don't know that.
Call Mike. Summer's almost over.
Oh, don't say that.
Well, commercials for going back to, and I'm taking my kids back, my daughter back to college. Let me stop.
That'll be a lot of fun.
Well, dude, you've been doing a lot.
I'm miserable, man. Yeah. I'm just flat out miserable. You have no idea, but you do.
Well, you've been positive lately on the air. A lot of people have been texting.
No chance.
What's wrong? What got into cereal? We like it. Positivity.
Yeah, we want to introduce the 2-6 audience to a positive stuff.
Let me think. See, the 2-6 audience is catching me at a really complicated time. Yeah, I was in Tahoe this weekend, came back from golf. And nobody home. All the kids are gone.
Oh, see, that's when it hits.
Yeah, they're like the Olympic hostages in 1972.
What'd you eat?
They're all gone now.
What'd you have for dinner last night? You solo dolo?
Meatballs.
I had that Friday at Original Joe's.
Susan's still at home, but the kids are gone.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
They're all gone now.
Good meatballs at Original Joe's.
I don't care about meatballs. I care about an empty
house. I'm telling you, I had them. They were
good.
I care
about an empty house that is too quiet. This empty nest thing.
Rent a room out. Have you guys thought of that? No, we don't trust people these days, especially after Saturday. But man.
What happened Saturday? Oh.
Boy. That's incredible. We can't talk about it.
No.
That's how you get fired. They say race, religion, and politics. You don't talk about it to job.
All we do is talk about race. And if you don't like it, we're going to talk about it anyway. All right, let's go to...
And don't tell them how long they've been waiting. People have jobs.
Let's get to Keelan in Memphis. He's been waiting for 20 minutes and 6 seconds. What's up, Keelan? How you doing, buddy? Thanks for calling.
Man, hey, how y'all doing, man?
Doing great,
appreciate it. Man, let me start off saying I greatly appreciate y'all taking the time out y'all day.
Oh,
for keeping us updated on everything. So,
sure.
Guru, man, I bow to you.
Back to you. I bow to you, man.
Missoula, the coach of the Celtics, doesn't bow for any man. Only our Lord and Savior.
You got to laugh.
Let's get into it.
All right.
Okay, for the Lauren marketing trade, what they asking for, Pod and Kuminga and Moody, first-round picks and multiple second-round picks, pick swaps, too much. If they were giving Moody up in the first round picks and the second round picks, I can understand. I trust the process. It's a gamble when you sit up there and you asking for a player and you think you will get the player and you might get somebody that's a bust. So I trust the process in that. It's go make them sit up there and go into the first apron where they got to build. They trust in their future of building out of free agency, which I can understand it, where you get some legit players with some experience that come out of that's been in the league for a while. I can trust that process too. But just gambling it, it's just too much, right? It's just too much, giving away too much. Danny Ainge is a smart player, smart businessman. They want to milk everybody for everything they got. Right now, the future would be in large marketing hand. Because of August 6th, he got to either extend, tell mm-hmm. them he's going to extend, or he'll sit up there and say he's not going to extend, and he walks for nothing, and they get nothing like potentially like what happened with Clay, but it's just in their hands. Y'all tell me what you think as far as do you think he's going to extend, or you think he's just going to say force Utah hands to sit up there and say, I want to trade. I'm not going to do an extension with y'all. Y'all not building for me and putting powerful players around me. Just trade.
Yeah, that's a good question, Keyline. Thanks for the call.
Yeah.
What do I think about that? I think if Markkanen's not traded by August 6th, they'll extend him. The Jazz will extend him.
He's going to get his money, no doubt.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
That's how
I feel.
But
I think he wants out of Utah. I think he would love to be a Warrior.
Do you
know
something we don't?
No, Utah's a mess right now. They got some young talent, but they're a mess.
Danny Ainge is such a great GM, maybe he can do with the Jazz what he did with the Celtics.
How many more years are we going to give him?
Well, he's only been there a couple, right?
All right. I know. I was just asking for a number. 2028?
There are no quick fixes in the NBA, despite what Warrior fans think.
Well, there better be one here by the Bay.
Well,
that was an anomaly last year, not making the playoffs.
Yeah, it's only happened three times in the last 5 years.
No,
I'll tell you what. I'm really self-conscious now because we have so many listeners out there that aren't familiar with you and me. And you know how it is, Goo. If you hear me for just a week, you think I'm A1D.
Yeah, 20 minutes.
But once you listen to me for 6 months, then you're like, you know what?
Yeah, cool dude.
He's not as much of a D as I thought, but he still is somewhat one.
People know you're rep.
Yeah. This guy is such a D. Let's go to...
This is fun. This. Look how you just like Evan. He's a pick somebody.
Okay, hold on. Let's go to who is waiting the longest? Jonathan in San Leandro. Boy, he's been on hold for a while.
Our guy.
What's up, Jonathan?
I'm off work, guys. So let it rip. You can tell the boss I've been on 30 minutes, 40 minutes. It doesn't matter. I appreciate you looking out, Goo. But
all
my
day.
Message is more for Guru than it is for Steiny. And, Guru, I wanted you to take a look over what Greer's doing. For a long time, this GM was given a lot of criticism saying, you know, you're getting rid of these players. What are you doing to the Sharks? And we didn't let them have the time, as the kids say, cooked or whatever it means. And he has. And we all know, and I know you guys know because, you know, Celebrini, shout out to his dad. We got Celebrini and Will Smith and the San Jose Sharks fans. You couldn't even bring up the last bad years. We're so excited for next year and the future. I just want you to remember that, you know, the future looks bright. And a lot of these guys who are quick to get rid of everyone to say this is for Curry, it reminds me of the back when the Sharks were really popular. I hate saying bandwagon, but I'm going to call it that. I'm a Warriors fan. I want what's best for the organization and what's good for the Warriors. I love Curry. I appreciate what he's done, but it's not Steph Curry Warriors. It's the Golden State Warriors, and you just got to trust the process, Goo. That's all I want to say, and all right. I appreciate you guys.
I hear you loud.
Thanks, Jonathan. Appreciate the call.
Loud and clear.
Yeah.
Is Kuminga Celebrini?
Is
he Macklin Celebrini? I don't know, but he's about to get paid.
Macklin Celebrini is going to burst on the scene.
Man.
You heard it here first.
And they need a shot in the arm.
Who?
The Sharks. Warriors.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He's going to be their Steph Curry.
Hopefully.
This is Macklin Celebrini. Hopefully. You're listening to Steiny
his
and
first
Guru.
First radio bit in the Bay. Yeah, nobody can take that from us, even if we get axed.
Hey, by the way, remember when... I was wrong on this one. Remember when I... When did Justin Herbert come out of the draft?
2021.
Remember, I like to do a thing where I see one highlight of a player, and then I make a prediction.
Right, with Nekty,
too. I never saw one highlight of Justin Herbert. I just saw the way he looked.
Yeah.
And I was like, he stinks because of the way he looked. He looks like a surfer guy, you know. So I figured he wasn't very good. He was. So I was wrong on that one.
You saw him throw a football.
Never. Let me tell you who's a player. I saw one highlight of him.
Oh, we already got the flag.
I don't even know his first name. But his last name is Sar.
Oh.
The guy from the Wizards that they drafted.
Yeah,
I saw two moves. I was like, wow, Those are NBA looking moves.
It's summer league.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. But I project him as
Alex,
a
Alex.
Yeah, Big Al. He's good. Good player. Going to be good. You watch. Let's go to Omar's in Oakland. What's up, Omar? How you doing, buddy?
Man, I'm doing good, man. My Celtics finally won a championship. You know, I didn't call you guys for like a year when I was really hurt from 2022.
Yeah, we
look at it.
That's 2 years.
Yeah,
that was 2 years ago. But you know, I had to rehab from that loss. But the thing is, I agree with you, Stein. You're right. You had a point when you talked about earlier that winning 2022 was like the icing on the cake because it was unexpected. The Warriors didn't expect to have a championship team. And they really didn't have a challenge in the Western Conference. It really was Memphis, and then Ja Morant got hurt for 2 games. Dallas was no challenge, and we know they beat the Nuggets 4-1. Jamal Murray wasn't there. And Boston was unexperienced. But nobody expected the Warriors to win that. So I think that kind of messed up the previous 2 years because it built up expectations that weren't there. And Mike Dunleavy didn't capitalize on Jordan Poole, and he didn't capitalize on the Chris Paul contract. And it's like the Warriors have a good team, but they're not a great team, and they're stuck in the middle of the road. And if you want to do business with Danny Ainge, just look at his previous trades. He flees to Minnesota Timberwolves to get Kevin Garnett for Al Jefferson and a bunch of nobodies, Wally Szczerbiak. He got Tatum and Brown, basically, from Brooklyn Nets for all the picks.
Right.
He got and then he made another trade he did with the it was like 2 years, 3 years ago, basically.
We got Drew Holiday.
When he get Drew.
Well, oh, you're talking about Ainge. Yeah. I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about the Celtics. Go ahead.
Yeah, but basically, like, I'm a Celtics fan, so I know Danny. I don't know him really well, but I know he's not going to do a fair trade. So if he does a trade with the Warriors, it's going to mess up the Warriors in the future. He's going to get Kuminga and Podesky, and the Warriors is going to be left, like you said, 2-3 years down the road and no pick, and they stink, and you don't want to be in that position.
Appreciate the call, Omar. Although I will say this. Thanks, Omar. Appreciate it.
Congrats.
He's
a Celtic fan.
Well, it was interesting that he said right now they're in the middle, which stinks, but you might be lousy in 3 years. Well, some people think being lousy is better than being in the middle because at least if you will not have traded your picks, you'll have picks to either use or to trade for assets.
If that day comes that nobody wants Donnie to trade Curry, I think you still can get a haul.
Yeah, I don't. I was going to come in talking about that today, but I thought, we'll save it.
What? Okay. I would love, what's the skinny on that?
Okay, here's what I think. So Steph Curry's got 2 more years left in his deal, but he can get extended on August 6th.
Yep.
So let's say he gets extended on August 6th. So he's going to go into the year with 3 more years left. I think at that point, if let's say the year goes sideways this upcoming year, and Curry's sitting there with, you know, 1 more month and a half till the season's over, and then 2 more years left, I think you could get a haul. The longer you go,
well, that's okay.
And I also think you risk not being able to get a haul for him if you hold on too long with this idea that you got to get him the fifth, because at some point his skills are going to diminish to the point where
we all can see it.
Well, and a contender, like, I could absolutely see a scenario in which we come to the trading deadline and something's happened with a team and they think they can win it. If they got Steph Curry. But the good thing that they're thinking is, if we trade for Curry, we don't just get him for the rest of it. It's not like a rental. We still have him for a year or two, so we'll have this year to go for it, and next year, and maybe the year after that. But the minute Curry starts to noticeably decline, boy, then I don't know how much of a haul you can get when he's 37.
Yeah, then that's a nightmare scenario. So I know I get mad at you, like, it's not your fault, but when you hear that and you talk about this first half next year leading up to the break, is somehow we got off really bad and funky, Stiney, I mean, Curry would probably go to them knowing just what you're talking about. I don't want to do this when I can't help or I'm a shell of myself. I want to do this to wherever I go, I could actually help them.
Yeah, see, and we talked about this a little last week, and this is the way I feel like it goes, is there's no doubt Mike Dunleavy has talked to Curry. And there's no doubt Curry understands the situation. And while Curry wants to get better as fast as possible, he knows it's unlikely. Curry knows it's unlikely.
All right.
So if you're Mike Dunleavy and you know all this, you have a conversation with Steph Curry. Either it's already happened or you do it in a month or two. And you say, look, Steph, you know where we're at. We don't even have to explain to you where we're at. You know where we're at. We're going to try to keep getting better with you as a centerpiece. We're going to try to keep, you know, we're going to try to get you a good player right now if we can, but we've got some young players we like. We're going to try to be better than last year, make the playoffs. But if things don't go great, just let us know what you want to do.
Wow, man.
Just you let us know what you want to do, because we're going to operate under the premise that you're going to be here. And we want you here, and you want to be here. If you don't, if you want to go to a better team, just let us know. We'll accommodate it. I think that's the way it goes. I don't think there's ever going to be any acrimony between the sides. But
it's operation. Don't ever have that happen.
I don't know. I mean, I really don't know. Because I do think if you're a basketball person, yes, you know, nobody wants to trade Steph Curry. But if Steph Curry says, you know what, go ahead. At that point, and Curry's okay with it, and nobody's upset,
and you're going to bring him back,
you're going to bring him back in 3 years, and you're going
to
give him a statue. I could see Warriors, the front office and ownership saying, you know what? It sucks, but we just got a lifeline.
And I feel like a bad first half partner, this could happen sooner than later. And I'm hoping by every ounce of my body, Steiny, and that's a lot, that it doesn't come to that. But if you're telling me come next trading deadline the Warriors are 11th or 10th seed, I mean, he's not going. He, like you said, it's almost an insult to him that the Warriors would have to sit him down to tell him where they're at.
Right.
Which affects him.
Yeah. 888-957-9570 is the number. Steiny, along with Daryl the Guru Johnson, will be here till 6 o'clock. We'll be 2 to 6 all week long. 2 to 6.
It's weird. It's 3:23. Usually I'm like, give me another.
It is weird. Yeah. It's a jacked up week presented by Jack's Restaurant and Bar. Let's go to Mike in Santa Clara. Hey, Mike. How you doing?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Love the mix-up, by the way.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I listen to all the shows, guys, so now it's familiar to me for sure. So.
There you go.
Yep, love all you guys. Hey, so I was just talking about, look, if the marketing thing, that's too much to offer. In this case, it's way too much. I would not feel comfortable with that just for getting Markkanen. But you also still have to do something for Steph at that point. What I was kind of thinking was something a little bit less, but it could still have value, still bring in a veteran. And in this case, what I was thinking was maybe offering Looney and GP2 with maybe a couple second rounders for someone like Vucevic in this case.
I like him.
Who does have the veteran presence in there, and he still offers that big man presence as well. So just your thoughts, guys. Thank you.
Goo, I've always been a fan. I'll tell you what, I think marketing is way, you know, puts the Warriors more closer to the mark than Vucevic, but I would go pick him up, Steiny. I like him. I always liked his little game.
Okay, would you take, as you're going to pick up Vucevic from the airport, are you okay with dropping off Pods and Kuminga?
No. And that's my
love. You have to give something up.
Yeah, but that's not what I'm looking for, to give up Kuminga. I got to get a PG-13. Steiny, I'm saying it. A 27-year-old 7-footer in marketing.
Plays like a 6'7" player.
I hope they get him and we interview him and you say, hey, I told my buddy and everybody listening.
Hey, it's not hard.
6'7".
It's not hard. Hey, Lowry, how you doing? Matt Stymus, Daryl the Guru Johnson. Wait, welcome to San Francisco. Oh, thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Hey, how come you don't rebound?
I can see you doing it.
Of course. Yeah. Why wouldn't I?
But that's softer than you play like you're 6'7". That's like Kareem on an airplane.
What would you want me to say to him?
Just what you just said. Hey,
No, which
what do you think about this? I told my partner and the listeners, not many, we're the fourth largest market in radio in San Francisco. I told him you play like you're 6'7". He would be like, you mother.
No, in this day and age, he'd be like, well, that's the compliment I was looking for. I love playing on the perimeter.
Promise me this before we get out of here.
We'll see.
We'll see what Jalen Brunson was smoking or doing when he signed this extension.
Now,
see, look, this is
everybody wants every player to take the hometown discount, and then when they do, they're smoking something. 888-957-9570 is the number. Download the Odyssey app directly from our QR code on both YouTube and Twitch. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. That segment also sponsored by LifeSource Water Systems.
Hey there, Major. It's Devon Lee. And you're listening to Willard and Diggs on 95.7 The Game.
All right. Matt Steinmetz along with Daryl the Guru Johnson in our new slot for the rest of the week.
Yeah. 2 to 6. That's what I said.
3:30. We'll go to 6.
5:55, I believe. Oh. 5:54.
Well, we started early anyway. I got a stat for you about
just a couple minutes.
I got a stat for you about your favorite player, Lowry Marketing.
Yeah.
You know the per 36 stat?
Oh, boy, yeah.
It just measures everybody's numbers if they played 36 minutes a game.
Gotcha.
Pods is every bit the rebounder Lowry Markkanen is.
You could probably add 10 or less. That's you and Evan's thing. I love that. Pods, is he knows he's smart.
Yeah.
But we could probably add 10 more dudes, Kuminga, onto that list that
of what?
Pods is smaller but getting more boards. If we went around the league with that, Pods would be averaging. Like, I don't get it. It's hard.
What don't
hustle,
you get?
Desire.
Marketing doesn't rebound. Pods
Kuminga
does.
Kuminga neither.
Why not? What's Kuminga? What's to get out of the break?
I guess exactly. But somebody's got to tell him, big boy, you got to come back and get some of these boards.
You know what, Evan? If you could do me a favor.
Huh?
Can you check James Worthy's rebounding numbers?
And I had another one I was going to throw to Evan.
Who?
Scottie Pippen.
Okay.
All right, if you can, Evan.
I guess.
I don't remember Pippen leaking out like that.
Oh, wow.
Uh-oh.
Worthy only averaged 5 rebounds a game for his career.
It was a different era. Well, it was tougher to get boards.
Why?
Because it was thick down there and no. Let's be honest.
Didn't Moses average like 18 one season?
Yeah, and Rodman never averaged.
This is not against Pods because I love him. It's Daryl's boy.
Yeah.
Is it easier to get a rebound in the league now than ever with the three ball just going wherever?
Well, it's easier for perimeter players
to
rebound.
I think. And maybe Kuminga would tell you that. Dude, I'm down there, and they're down, down. You know what I mean?
But he's not down there. It is tough to rebound from the hash mark.
Dude, you're in your bag a little bit.
Let's go to Coach is in Vallejo.
He's coming for me. He always does. I love him.
Hey, Coach. How you doing?
Coach.
Hey, guys. Hey. You know, I like you guys. You know, so let's put the rat on the table.
Let's go.
You know, by Adco Pest Control.
Look at him, sir.
Put the rat on the table, and Steiny, you're a good one for that. I think of all the hosts, you're the one that's most likely to put the rat on the table. So first of all, before I get into Pajinski, you know, who's a rebound stealer, you know, so let's talk about why they would rather have Pajinski than Kuminga. You're talking Utah, okay? Can we be for real about that? Look at the demographics. I think that's important. You know, I mean, I hate to say it, but it's important. I would even hate to see Kuminga have to try to spend his career in Utah. Okay?
Mm.
So, yeah, I can understand that. But as far as marketing is concerned, I'm not sure I would even trade Kuminga straight up for marketing. Marketing is not what the Warriors need. They do not need a 7-footer that's going to stay outside next to Steph Curry shooting 3-pointers, okay? And I want my big men to do big men things.
Mm.
I want my guards to do guard things. Now, if you look at Pajinski's defensive rating, if you look at the rating, he's one of the lower ratings in the league because he doesn't guard guards, okay? He goes in, he gets the rebound, but the guard is out on top, the fast break, where our defensive guard is supposed to be stopping him. Okay, so, you know, the Pajinski Love Heat shot 63% goo for the whole season from the free throw line. That's Shaq-type shooting, okay? Mm. I mean, that is horrible. So where this Pajinski superstar stuff and this high IQ stuff, I don't see it. He didn't average 10 points a game, but he did average 25 minutes a game. That's horrible. So let's put the rat on the table. Let's have honest conversations.
No, you know, Coach, I hear you.
Like I said,
I hear you.
Kuminga, you know what? I would give Kuminga and Moody, first of all, the Warriors are going nowhere next year. Let's be honest. Let's put the rat on the table again. Give Kuminga and Moody the first 30 games, okay? Then you'll know what they have. Give Kuminga and Moody the first 30 games, and at that point, the Warriors can evaluate exactly what they have in them instead of snatching these two young guys in and out the lineup the way Kerr's been doing. I'm not – listen, I don't work for the Warriors, so I can say Kerr's done a lousy job the last couple of years coaching this team. Mm-hmm. He has really done a lousy job. And I know some of you, you got to keep a job. I'm 69 years old. I'm retired, so I can say this. Kerr needs to give Kuminga and Moody – 25 minutes a game for 30 games, then we'll know what we have. Thanks a lot, guys. Yeah. I appreciate it. No, I love you
good
both.
Stuff, Coach. Thanks, I'll tell Coach, you this. Appreciate it. I don't agree with everything, but he lived up to his moniker, Steiny. I know what he's trying to say, but I'll say this. Kuminga, if not traded, is going to get that 30 minutes. There's no doubt about it. And if you were to poll me, you and Evan and the listeners, who I think the starting two is, Steiny, I've been sleeping on it. I don't think it's going to be Melton. I think right now, if they stay as is, it'll be Moody.
I don't know who it's going to be.
I think he'll get the first crack at it.
Yeah, I don't know who it's going to be. And I don't – that's not a pressing issue for me.
Well, who starts? They ain't going nowhere.
See, when I think of Pajemski, I think – well, okay, here's how I'll start. Yeah. I'm listening on Friday, and I heard Willard and Kruger talking about Kuminga. And Willard
– well, no, Kruger was with me. You heard him and FP.
Oh, it must have been
so you tuned
in. It was Thursday. It was Thursday. Okay, it was Thursday. Anyway – Willard said, you know, I don't see Kuminga as an all-star.
Oh, okay.
Or maybe,
gotcha.
maybe one all-star, but not, you know, not multiple.
A perennial all-star.
Correct.
All right. And, I get some of that.
You know, I was sitting in my car saying, interesting. I wasn't necessarily agreeing or disagreeing, but I think most Warrior fans would disagree with that. They think Kuminga's going to be better than that. Now, fast forward to Pajemski. Like, there's a lot to like about Pajemski. I get it. But how convinced are we that he's going to be a difference maker? I don't know that yet.
And that's being – I feel like you're one of the fairest dudes. I think you really – you're fair. And what, Coach, the numbers are the numbers, Donnie. I don't – do you think Pajemski's like the media or is this is some type of creation making him bigger than he is? Because when you take charges, Coach, you rebound, that's half the battle. So I'm not mad, but I understand that sentiment is out there about Pods. I don't know, Steiny, can he get better? And I got to give him credit for saying, oh, I played 1 year, I ain't playing in the summer league, and he's working on his offense. But you can work on stuff to a degree. So I do wonder if Pods has hit his ceiling. Steiny, and can he be a starting two? Because if you are, he is right about that defense, Steiny. I see guys coming at him.
Yeah, 888-957-9570 is the number. A report earlier in the day from Sham Sharania of The Athletic basically gave us a little clarity on the dealings between the Warriors and the Utah Jazz. According to Sham Sharania, Danny Ainge wants multiple young players and multiple picks. The Warriors are willing to give up Moody and multiple picks. In general, I'm out on the Markkanen talk at this point. If that's really the gap between getting Markkanen and not getting Markkanen, I'm going to walk away for now if I'm the Warriors, and I'm going to go to battle with this team in October and see what we got.
Yeah, and you said that earlier, Steiny, that you feel like this could run deep into next season to the trading deadline.
Let me throw this one by. I think this is interesting because one of the things – that I feel like with Pods is I don't know what he is down the line. Somebody on the Xfinity mobile
I'm looking at it.
Mobile phone line, text line. Pods could develop into a Ginobili type sixth man. Huh, interesting.
Goo?
I won't, what do I say? I won't rob him of that. But offensively, Ginobili's repertoire, compared to what he's got right now, it would need some growth.
Yeah, no doubt about that.
But Moody Stani, I think, is better at the game of basketball in all facets. Now, is he having more of an impact than Pods? No. And that's why Pods got that shine last year. So I would like to see Moody get the first crack at the starting two and see if, you know, what he can do. And Coach would be happy in regard to those 30 minutes. But Stani, it is – I don't think we say this enough. When you're talking – I don't think Kuminga could be that all-star unless he gets traded or out from underneath Draymond and Curry. Does that sound ludicrous to you? Like Wiggins –
yes, it does. It does. But because if the kid's an all-star and he's good enough to be an all-star, he – like – my question would be this.
It's got to run through Kuminga for Kuminga to be the best Kuminga.
What do you mean run through?
Like he's got to be one or one. Like if he went to Detroit, he would 25, 26 points a game.
I notice you never talk about making other players better.
Wow. I'm not even going front like I wasn't. Like that means something to me. But like I don't think he can do that being the
fourth. I don't think he can do it anywhere at this point.
Oh, damn.
Now, maybe down the line he can. I don't know. But here's what I think is interesting. And maybe we know the answer to this. And maybe I'll bring in Evan here. Why do we say, like, if I just said, hey, who's got a bigger upside, Pods or Kuminga? What would you say?
Oh, Kuminga.
Why?
His body.
Okay, his body.
Okay, yeah.
Well, Pods is getting stronger, by the way.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about length.
Okay.
Power.
What else?
Ability to come downhill. He's a mismatch.
Athleticism.
Yeah, thank you. Evan.
That's it, though.
Yeah.
That's it.
Ooh.
As far as I'm concerned. Like, what is upside?
Well, but height and athleticism are, I feel like height's number two to athleticism. He's longer, stronger.
Okay. Great. Does he utilize it to his advantage?
On some nights he does.
They're both about 21, 22, aren't they?
Dude, there are nights you watch Kuminga play and your jaw, you got to pick your jaws up off the ground.
Right, because of dunking.
Oh, and ability
to what?
Come downhill on a break and do things Pots won't be able to do because of his stature.
Who turns the ball over more than Kuminga coming downhill
right now? I gotcha.
Okay.
But he's going to get $200 million probably from this team, from us.
No, he won't.
Hoping that he grows into not being up. Did he cleans that up? Give me that.
No. I'm not going to give you that. I don't know if the Warriors are going to pay him $200 million.
Well, $180.
I don't know that. Mm. Would you pay him $180 this offseason in the next 2 months?
If I know I'm not getting marketing, Stani, I am.
Okay.
And if you're telling me, Warriors may do that. And you've been preaching to me the future. And you know what? He may not pop. But Stani, there's a lot to like about the kid. I don't feel he can be the best version of himself until Curry's gone. That's what's scary to me.
That's absurd to me. So you're telling me a young guy with his whole future ahead of him is having a problem playing with Steph Curry, the one superstar in this whole league who actually can play tremendously without the ball. So what does Kuminga want? I mean, Steph doesn't handle the ball all the time. It would all be there for Kuminga if he were good enough.
But he told us when he didn't go to the media last year, Stani, almost during Christmas time, he kind of just talked about the ability to have to kind of go through the OGs without having to go through the OGs. And if you know anything about Hoop, which I know you do, I just would like, and this might not be reality for Kuminga, Stani, that inner beast, it comes out, but knowing I'm one of our, if not the best player, I think guys like that would hide a lot of his deficiency, knowing that they need me to the degree that they don't need him now when they play. They need him, Stani. But it's Curry and Dre with the ball. It's Curry and Dre going to take the last shot.
Well,
it's
one of the reasons that Curry and Draymond have the ball so much is because they can actually pass. Kuminga is not a good passer. He's not.
And I'm not telling you
he is. He's still developing his own game. So it's unfair. Okay.
But you understand that we might extend them a year early. We could, if they do it, he would be getting paid for a lot of things that he would need growth in those areas.
Yes.
But not the bank.
Right. And this is my worry.
Ooh.
If you pay Jonathan Kuminga $45 million.
I hear you now.
$45 million, you better be damn sure that he's not just good and that he doesn't just put up 22 a night for a team that's 33-49. 888-957-9570. Let's go to GPD in Oakland. What's up, GPD? How you doing, man?
Gentlemen, I'm loving you at this 3 o'clock. What is it, 4 o'clock now, man?
3:43. Yeah, 3:43, buddy.
You know what I'm saying? Donnie, you're not a D. We love you, bro. You know, you're a fixture. You're a fixture, bro. You're like a fixture. You've been there for many years, and you're working very well.
Yeah, I'm like an old lampshade. I'm a fixture. Meanwhile, the renovators are like, can we get rid of this lampshade, please?
wait. I'm a renovator, Steiny.
Oh, boy.
And I'm going to let you know.
All right.
I'm going to let you know. I'm a general contractor.
Okay.
I do high-end remodels. There's a lot
I'm out
of
then.
Good.
I'm not a high-end guy.
Not a good older chef. No. Not a good older chef. It really looks good.
GPD, okay, I'm looking for a low-level renovator.
Steiny, for you, I can hook you up, bro. Look us up.
All right.
But I'm going to tell you, marketing, off the market, man. Come on. Let's see what we're working with, guys. Right?
Yes.
The youngsters, like Steiny said, if everything pans out, it could all work. Curry, he's a warrior for life. You know what? One thing everybody doesn't take into consideration. Dude has been here for how many years in the Bay Area? He don't want to go nowhere.
That may be right. Yeah. Thanks, GPD. Appreciate it.
Well,
yeah, I don't know what...
I mean, his family's here. I get it.
I don't know what Curry's priorities are in terms of what he wants to do at the tail end of his career.
I think I got WIN. That's what he wants to do.
Well, they were a winning team the last 2 years.
3 of 5 didn't make it in last year. Boy. Still got that. I won't delete that game against the Kings until opening tip this year.
Okay. That's fair.
Nobody cares.
Yeah, pretty much. Let's go to Idris in Hayward. Hey, Idris, how you doing, man?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? It's been a while. Now, I'm going to preface my statements by saying I love Kerr. He's amazing. We couldn't have been, but you know what? I'm at the point to where I feel like it's the same old. You know, Curry running the same scheme. Curry running 1,000 miles to get open. The defense has collapsed. The young players never get no play. When somebody gets injured, they actually play and they do well. And then as soon as they come back, it's like, look at Belichick and the Patriots. We know what Belichick is, but he had to step away. Imagine what would Clay left, right? Imagine if we had a different coach. Or just, I don't know. But it's like, I just feel like we need something. For these last 2 or 3 years of Curry, I love Steve Kerr, but I think the same old is not going to work where they're at right now. That's just my take on it. God bless y'all. Keep doing a great job. Take care.
Yeah. He takes a lot of heat, Stein. He don't need – I'm just talking about Coach Kerr. He's never – since he's taken over this job when they were babies, basically. I call them babies in 14, 15. He's never had to coach young – depend on youngsters. And you know what I mean? Through this whole run, it was veterans. It was getting guys like Sean Livingston and the rest of the gang, Mo Spates.
Yeah, who'd they get this year?
But I'm just saying we
pros.
Saw. Yeah, and we saw a jump from Pods, and we saw TJD and Kuminga, but some people still hold Kerr accountable for that night in Sacramento where he told Moody, you're going to be out of
the
rotation.
You're the only one who does that.
Oh, no, I've been listening to both shows.
But, Kalka, can I ask you a question?
Because
this has always been on my mind.
I'm right here for you, buddy.
Okay, so Kerr goes up to Moody and says, you know, you're probably out of the rotation tonight. You're probably not going to play. And then Moody plays.
Yeah.
So what?
And the same thing happened with Kuminga. He didn't play until after he went to the press. So some people are saying he kind of backed into those youngsters playing, and they would have been further along had you treated them that way or gave them that playing time from the jump.
Okay, so then give back your fourth title. Give it back. Because if you would have tried to develop them that year, you don't win it. And it's so funny. It's so funny. Nobody wants to give back that chip. We still want to get chip number five, but we want to give the team to Kuminga, Pods, and Moody. Well, then you ain't getting five.
Wow.
You shouldn't, you're not going to get five anyway. But you're probably not getting five for Curry with those guys.
The quest for five.
There is no quest for five.
That's the title.
Quest for the damn playoffs.
Which,
please.
Technically, I think it's number eight. They have seven as a franchise. Piece of news from Anthony Slater of The Athletic.
I didn't write that.
Yeah, he's punk.
Brandon Pajemski and Trace Jackson Davis are done playing in Summer League.
Hello? I didn't want to say it. Thank you. I'm watching them play like, what if they get hurt? Why are they playing?
My God.
Thank you, Evan. They called
Guru,
the dollars
off. Did you see
that
near triple-double last night?
Yeah, I did.
Guru's one of these guys that he could be the greatest radio guy in the world, but I'm not going to play because my voice may get scratchy. Yeah, exactly.
Handy used to do that to us.
You're a radio guy.
He was too good to play.
You know what? This guy's a really good basketball player. What's the best thing we could do for him? Well, let's have him not play basketball.
My point is, when was the last starting two the year before playing in Summer League? It's never happened.
You want to bet?
A starting two. Where's he at right now?
Oh, he's in Vegas.
Oh, now Pods is watching. He ain't watching. He's playing. I just don't like that model. You know what I'm saying?
There's no chance.
I love him for being a baller playing. Get his ass off the court. And get Curry's ass off the court, too. We got a chip to win or playoffs to make. That's just me.
For those who are joining us and don't know who the hell we are, I'm Matt Steinmetz. He's Daryl the Guru Johnson. We're going to be on from 2 to 6 all week, courtesy of Jack's Restaurant and Bar. And
so what?
Yeah.
Come on, you get what I'm prescribing?
I'm telling you this. If you don't know Goo, he said something just a minute ago that I guarantee you it's wrong. I just guarantee you.
Oh, I talked to the boss about it.
What?
About the Pods model. Tell me the last time a team went on a deep run where they're starting two guards.
Oh, now it's deep run. Now it's a deep run.
Nuanced, Donnie. We're talking about...
I know. And here's what Guru likes to walk things back.
Thank you, Evan.
By the way.
Oh, please. Michael Jackson.
I'll tell you what. One thing you might be good at is being a defensive back. Because you can backpedal.
See, now I'm going to have to bring out the big guns. Because when Willard and Dibs come in here, I'll deal with you 3.5 hours, and then they come in and you backtrack, and I let you do it. I don't call you out.
Well,
I'm going to start doing it.
Go ahead.
Next week.
Go ahead.
I'm scared of Willard.
Nate's in San Francisco. What's up, Nate? How you doing, man?
Gentlemen, thrilling conversation.
Oh.
I dig the new slot.
Oh, thanks.
Goo, I do think you're right. I think Moody's starting at the two.
Yep.
One thing I kind of want to push back on some of the callers about is Curry's getting a lot of heat, but you play with who you got. And if you got Steph Curry and he's best off ball, you got to get a backup point guard. You got to get somebody who can handle. Draymond's injured. Draymond's not playing. Are we really going to go back to Chris Chiosa, Brad Wanamaker's of the world? I think that's why Pods is staying. I'll take your comments off the air.
Some of my best work. Thanks for the calls. Wanna miss her because that's what he was in the Warrior uniform. But
yes.
Donnie, I think Pods is the perfect backup point. That's just me, and that's getting 25 minutes a game.
I don't know what he is. I don't mean that in a negative way. I just don't know how he projects out and what the Warriors think is his best spot.
I wonder what he prefer.
I will say this about the whole Steve Kerr thing.
I think it's absolutely
fair. I'm not saying fire him either.
Yeah.
But the reality of the situation is, if you're going to start playing younger players, it is fair to ask, is he the best coach for that type of team? And what I think we're headed toward this year, I really do. Like, if you look at the three guys the Warriors have acquired, Hield, Melton, and Anderson,
yeah.
They fit the mold of veteran players like Spates, Barbosa, Livingston, Pachulia. In other words, guys who are smart, they're professional. And my feeling on that is, if we go by Steve Kerr's track record, he's likely to lean into those three guys, maybe instead of the younger players. And how does everybody feel about that?
And you know what's funny about that is you left out Lionel Richie, Porter Jr.
That's Porter Jr.
Yeah. Otto Porter Jr.
I mean, okay, we missed Bielitsa. And we missed...
Bielitsa. You said him.
No, I didn't. No, I said Spades.
JaVale
McGee.
Just missed Chewy. The legend Chewy Gomez, who got an email for Employee of the Month, and I'm reading it late night like, is it my name? But you guys don't vote for nothing.
This guy.
No, I'm serious. Like, I do a lot behind the scenes, and I'm like, maybe I might somebody voted for me. Chewy got it, but...
Okay, work a Thursday, and you might be nominated.
No, seriously, that hurt.
Good.
Evan, wow.
It didn't hurt. I'll tell you what hurt. Is you texting Sally. Me this morning.
Oh, yeah.
That hurt.
I thought that was funny.
I mean, that's what I was doing. He did, too. Stiney did, too.
All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Don't forget, this week and only this week, everybody's switching shows courtesy of Jack's Restaurant and Bar. We will be here from 2 to 6. Bonte and Chasky will do 10 to 2. And Dibley and Willard are doing the morning 6 to 10. That's for the rest of the week right here on 95.7 The Game. 888-957-9570 is the number. We're talking about the Warriors, their pursuit of Lauri Markkanen. And are you in, are you out, or are you indifferent? 888-957-9570. It's 95.7 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.